Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
From Practical Union by Arthur W. Pink. Now, as scriptural coming to Christ is a vastly different thing from how it is represented from the majority of church pulpits and mission platforms today, so serving Christ is something entirely different from the popular idea which now prevails. That we are saved to serve is a truth written large in the Word. Ye turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God, 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 9. But serving God does not mean that, primarily and mainly, we are called upon to be personal workers and soul winners. We are to serve Christ, not our fellows. What is a servant? He is one that is in subjection to a master. He is one who sinks his own desires and ideas and carries out the orders of the one who employs him. A servant is one who is in the place of subjection, of obedience, regulating his conduct according to the will of another. And that is what Christian service consists of. Submitting to the authority of Christ, doing his bidding, walking according to his commandments, seeking to please him in all things, whether he appoints us to plow the ground, mine coal, or preach the word. Now that is exactly what practical union with Christ consists of. It is being taken into his blessed service, walking together with him in the path of obedience to God, with our hearts, minds, and wills one with his. Practical union with Christ is but the wearing of the yoke which we took upon us when we came to him for salvation. As the married life is the actual carrying out of the solemn vows by the husband and wife at the time of their wedded union, so the Christian life is the maintenance of that relationship which was entered into by the soul when it surrendered to the claims of Christ. At conversion, we passed through the strait gate of full surrender to Christ, henceforth to tread the narrow way that leadeth unto life for the rest of our earthly pilgrimage. Having come to Christ, our duty and our privilege now is to abide in him, for only thus will we discharge our responsibilities, promote our well-being, and glorify him. The very essence of the Christian life is to continue as we began. All spiritual declension, all backsliding, is due to failure at this point. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, Colossians 2 verse 6. It is in his essential character as the Lord that the world refuses to receive Christ Jesus. Like Pharaoh of old, the unregenerate still say, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" Exodus 5 verse 2. The unconverted declare, "We will not have this one to reign over us," Luke 19 verse 14. But those who are drawn to him by the Father, John 6 verse 44, throw down the weapons of their warfare against him and give themselves up to be ruled by him. Christ is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, Hebrews 5 verse 9. Having surrendered to his claims and received Christ Jesus as the Lord, the Christian is now to submit to his scepter, just so far as we do so is a practical union with him maintained by us.